Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
This is Darrell Holliday. Your future depends on higher yields, starting with pelletized lime from MK Minerals. Our finely ground high-calcium lime powder is pelletized into smaller particles, so you use less, spend less, and weight less as our pelletized lime starts working as soon as it hits the soil. Great for low pH soils on newly planted winter wheat. Your fertilizer dealer knows about this. Ask him or find out more at mkminerals.com.
Don't just settle for okay. Get MK. MK Minerals.
Did you know millennials often make recipes based on photos their friends share online? Market research conducted by Your Beef Checkoff finds nearly 60% of millennials have tried a recipe they saw posted on social media. And whether they are new to cooking or experienced, they want resources that boost their cooking expertise. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Checkoff is giving millennials more opportunities to eat beef by sharing recipes and nutrition information. Learn and share more at mybeefcheckoff.com. Paid for by Your Checkoff dollar.
The cattle markets were lower today. We had feeders down anywhere from $40 to $1.15, and then live cattle down 12 in August and down 77 in the December. December was down the most of any contract. This week we've got expiration of the August contracts here. We've got the feeder cattle going off on Thursday. Currently August is 146.55. That contract will likely wind down and slow down its trading here. Yesterday we had a cold storage report. It was 469 million pounds. Last year at this time is 460, so we were actually larger than where we were last year by about 9 million pounds. Now that's 2% and 3% larger than last month. And that was considered somewhat bearish, and that is growing in the heat of the summer here. So that put a little bit of pressure. Of course, on Friday we had the on-feed report, which was neutral to a little bit bearish. Midday, boxed beef, 200.57 on choice, that's down 57 cents. Select came in at 194.23, that's up 36. And it looks like cash trade has started this week on the live cattle. 115 trade, which was $2 lower than where we were last week. Of course, that's still a premium to the August live cattle futures, which are 113.30.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain trade was lower across the board. We were down 4 to 5 in the corn, 3 or so in the beans, and then Chicago wheat 6 and 7, Kansas City wheat 6 or 7 cents lower. Yesterday's crop progress report showed 75% of the corn crop is good to excellent. That's a really good corn crop for this late in the season. Beans excellent as well, as 72% of that crop is good to excellent. Stats Canada this morning released their overall wheat numbers. Now they're saying 30.4 million metric tons of wheat production for Canada in 2016. And that's only the second time they've been above 30. Last year it was 27.6 million metric tons. So Canada, with their really large wheat crop, is pressuring wheat futures here in the United States. And then, of course, the big thing everyone is watching is the Pro Farmer crop tour and what's going on there. And you can almost just watch price and see that we're going to have a pretty big crop according to these Pro Farmer numbers. So that will wrap up at the end of this week in the central part of the Corn Belt. And then the other thing is an outside factor, several things actually. Jackson Hole, Wyoming, this Friday, Janet Yellen's going to speak regarding the interest rates and what impact that will have on the markets overall. And then also Iran acts like they're going to support higher oil prices.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.